Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. Welcome to Springs of Living Water. Now, live from our studio, Pastor Ray Greenlee.
Oh, Lord Jesus, mighty God of heaven and earth, I come before you today asking that during this time, this brief moment when this program is aired, that your Holy Spirit will move in awesome power. I come before you, Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ. I come before you, Father, with boldness, because Jesus said to come boldly into the throne room. But Lord God, my heart is broken. And I come asking you to forgive me. I ask you to forgive me for my casualness, my hardness of heart. Father, I feel like everything just sweeps over me. The sounds, the smells, the activities. And each day is so very brief with so much action and so much demanding my attention. And then my day is finished. And Lord, you've been reminding me that those days are symbolic of my whole life. And soon my whole life will be finished. And I'll be laid in the grave. And Father, I will have missed you. And so I come asking you to forgive me for my pride and my arrogance and my hardness of heart. I come asking you to forgive me for how I've run after the world and sought after the things that demand time and attention, responsibilities. But Lord, I don't come today into the throne room just for myself. I come for your people. Lord Jesus, they don't need any more preaching. They don't need any more teaching. They've had far too much of that already. Lord Jesus, we need you to come again. We need you to send your Holy Spirit and break through this worldliness that has just taken over your body. Lord, everywhere I look, I see where the human heart and the human flesh has built what is called after your name. And Lord Jesus, it's empty. It brings me no comfort. It brings me no solace for my sin. Lord Jesus, it mocks me. Lord, I think I can't stand to hear another smooth, articulate announcement about some great preacher going somewhere with his wonderful music. Lord, it makes my stomach sick. It makes me want to vomit. Lord, my heart just rises up recognizing how desperate the situation is in your body. Lord, I ask you to have mercy on me today. And I ask you to have mercy on your people. Lord, if you don't come, can any in this generation be saved? We have all turned alike away from you, Lord Jesus. We have turned to our intellectual pursuit of theology. We've turned to our entertainment. We've turned to our own life work and our own schedule and our own interests. Lord God of heaven, we have turned away from you. We are called by your name, but we have turned away from you. We have believed our own advertising, Lord Jesus. We have believed our own lies. We have believed our own hype. Oh, Lord Jesus, I ask today that you would begin to move across this city and that you would begin a work of reformation, a work of revival, a work of holiness across this city today, Lord Jesus. Lord, I come to this broadcast today with no message to proclaim. Or how can I proclaim a message when you have turned your face aside from us and you have left us to our own design and our own desires? And all we hear now is the clanging of cymbals. But there is no love, O Lord God of heaven. There is no conviction of sin, Lord God. There is no brokenness before you. There is no hungering after you. Lord, I come on this broadcast day after day, and I have spoken the word that you have given me, and it's as though it has drained away down an empty hole. For Lord, the word spoken has not brought about the regeneration of your people. It has not brought about the great conviction of sin in the hearts of your people. Instead, it's been like beautiful music that people would listen to and say, "Oh, there's a message for you." But, oh Lord, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in your Holy Spirit bringing conviction and changing our hearts. Lord, I'm interested today in your mighty power breaking out. I'm interested today, oh Lord God of heaven, in the opening of the sky above us and the glory of your presence coming down and surrounding us and changing us and restoring us and giving us hearts that are filled with broken-hearted repentance. Lord, where is the hunger? Where is the crying out for you, Jesus? Where is that man or woman who will give up all to follow you? Lord, I feel like we're the rich young ruler that has walked away sad and discontent because we're very rich. Lord God, we are so rich. We have so much money. We have so much stuff. We have such full schedules, and Lord, even your church is rich and increased in goods and in need of nothing. Oh Lord, I need you today. I need you, Lord Jesus, to start a work of revival and reformation in my heart. I need you to bring an intense hunger into my heart for holiness, a craving after holiness like you, Lord God. I need you to break all the complacency off my heart. I need you to break off all of the bondage of this world. Lord God, I have been blinded by this world, by its attractions, by its sophistication, by its rapid change. Lord God, all of us in the body of Christ have been deceived by Satan. We have been seduced. And so we run around thinking we're doing your work, but Lord God, we've been doing our own work. We've been building our own programs. We've been establishing our own kingdoms. Lord God, would you come and break this down? Would you come and uproot my kingdom? Would you uproot the kingdom of every pastor in this city, Lord Jesus? Would you uproot the work of every person in this city that is being done in the flesh? And Lord God, would you let your Spirit come and hover over this city today? Would you begin to pour out your mighty latter rain? Lord Jesus, if you don't do this, can any of us be saved? Lord, I see the deadness. I smell the stench. I see the agony. I see the families that are breaking up. I see the wives that won't walk with their husbands and husbands that won't walk with their wives. I see children, oh God, who have bitter and angry hearts, who are walking in rebellion, out selling drugs on the streets, committing murders, walking in fornication, lusting after possessions, striving after CDs and records, striving after things that will bring their flesh pleasure. Oh Lord, I see the brokenness, and it's all right in the midst of us who call ourselves Christians. Lord, I see how we laugh with each other, how we talk casually with each other. Lord, I see how your people don't pray with one another. Lord, how long it has been since a brother or a sister has prayed with me, who has just come and said, I want to pray with you, Pastor. Can I pray for you, Pastor? Lord, we don't do that. There's such a hardness. There's such an arrogance. There's such a casualness. Lord, I'm tired of all of this. My heart is broken because of this. How can we be saved, Lord Jesus? Lord, how can we enter into your kingdom? How can we find salvation, Jesus, when we love the world and the things of the world? Lord Jesus, I'm asking you today to begin to move in the hearts of men and women across this city. I'm asking you to move in my heart, in my wife's heart, in my children's heart. Jesus, I'm asking you today to begin a work of revival to break out in Washington, D.C., Well, Lord, if you do not come, how can we be saved? Lord Jesus, I plead your blood today. I plead your blood, and I say, oh God, would you revive us once again? Would you revive this city once again, Lord Jesus? Would you revive your church once again? Lord, our streets are filled with violence. Our homes are filled with violence. Our churches are filled with violence. Lord, our hearts are filled with violence. Would you send your Holy Spirit, O God? And would you change us? Would you change us, O God? Would you bend us to your Holy Spirit's will? Lord, would you bend my heart? Lord, I'm afraid to preach today. Because I know there's no power in preaching that is not anointed by your Holy Spirit. Jesus, I know there's no power in the human heart. There's only power in your Holy Spirit. So, Lord Jesus, I come and ask you, would you do a new thing today in this city? Would you stop all the commotion, Jesus? Would you stop all the activity? Lord Jesus, would you just cause this city to come to a standstill? Because your Holy Spirit is breaking out and setting captives free. Lord Jesus, you said you came to this earth to set the captives free. Lord, I need to be delivered with your people today from all of this man-made religion. Lord, I need to be delivered from all of the programs. I need to be delivered, Lord Jesus, from all the expectations of the flesh. Lord Jesus, I need to be delivered from preaching. Lord, I need to be delivered from the sin of my heart. And your people need the same thing. Lord, would you deliver your people from all the preaching and teaching of the ideas of the human heart? And would you begin to cause your true word to be proclaimed over this city, a word of repentance, a word of rebuke, and a word of hope? Lord Jesus, would you come again? Would you restore us again, O God, our Savior? And would you put away your displeasure toward us? Will you be angry with us forever, O God? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may once more rejoice in you, Lord Jesus? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Lord, the world feels like a blanket that is thrown over me and over your people. And it feels like it is smothering the life out of your church. Lord, today I just plead your blood over the church in Washington, D.C. I plead your blood over every lost person in Washington, D.C. Lord, I plead your blood over the Pharisees in Washington, D.C. who are confident of their own righteousness, who would scoff and scorn at the idea that they could possibly be excluded from the kingdom of God because of their hard-hearted arrogance and casualness before you. Lord, I plead your blood over the Pharisees of Washington, D.C. Lord, I plead your blood over my heart today. Almighty God of heaven and earth, will you come and revive your people? Will you come and restore your people? Lord, I have no agenda but to cry out to you, because I have no hope except in you, Lord Jesus, for this city. Lord, I have no hope in the plans of man. I have no hope in the programs and the concerts. Lord, I have no hope in the evangelists and the great men who would come and speak in the great churches. Lord, I have no hope in the hype and the advertising. Lord, I have no hope in the National Prayer Chapel. Lord, I have no hope in my own ability or my own skill as a preacher or as a teacher. Lord, I have no hope in anything or anyone save in you, Lord Jesus Christ. And I come today to cry out to you, oh God, have mercy on me. Have mercy on your people. Come and move in the city today, Lord Jesus. Rebuke the enemy. He thinks he owns this city, Lord Jesus. Satan scoffs at us, Lord God. He ridicules us. He consumes us. Lord Jesus, I cry out to you today. Would you rebuke the devourer? Would you rebuke the enemy of our souls? Would you give us eyes that see and ears that hear? Lord God, I cry out to you today. Have mercy on me and have mercy on your people. Lord, we are held captive. And I cry out to you today, Lord Jesus, would you set the captives free? Would you deliver your people today, Lord Jesus? Lord, it is only by your grace that I've been able to come and pray today. It's only by your grace that you have lifted me and shown me what you want me to say and to do. Lord, it feels like every hindrance possible comes against this radio broadcast and against the ministry of the National Prayer Chapel. I'm asking, Lord Jesus, today that you would set this broadcast free and that you would set the National Prayer Chapel free. That you would move in men and women's hearts across this city with such deep conviction that they will come flocking to the altar this Thursday night, Lord God. Lord, I have covenanted with you to spend this week before you in prayer, to fast this week before you, to seek your face with all of my heart. Because I'm asking you to move on behalf of your people. I'm asking you to move with convicting power concerning sin and hardness of heart. Lord, you know that one dear sister who came with tears saying that she recognized that her heart was hard. She'd never known that before. But then, Lord, she's not come back. She fled away. Lord Jesus, so many have come and have even started to repent, and then hardness of heart has come in and swept them away. Their addictions and their love for the world, their hunger after the things of darkness, their lukewarmness, their casualness, their hunger after money. Oh Lord, I ask today that you would come now and do a new work in this city, and that you would begin now to bring a great harvest. Lord God, that you would ignite with revival power across this city the hearts of men and women who are destined unto salvation. Lord Jesus, I confess that your grace and your mercy are overflowing, and that there is a great fountain of salvation open for the lost. Please, O God, close the gates of hell for a season in this city. Lord Jesus, close the gates of hell. Release, O Lord, from the north and the south, the east and the west, those you are calling unto repentance, those you are calling to examine their lives and to change their behavior. Lord, I'm not asking for a revival of emotion. I'm asking for a revival of holiness, of walking before You in obedience, Lord God, of walking with fear and trembling before You, Lord God, recognizing our sin, being humble before You, being willing to cry out before You. Oh God, today I'm on my face before You, crying out, have mercy on Your people across this city. Lord, even as I'm praying today, in the Spirit, I feel such hardness of heart, such casualness, such love for the world. Oh God, would You come in Your mighty Spirit and would You break this now in the name of Jesus Christ? Lord, would You do that now? Would You break out with mighty power? Mighty God of heaven, break out! Let us see Your glory and Your power, Lord Jesus. I wait on You, Lord. All of my hope is in You. All of my expectation is in You. I'm asking You to rend the heavens and to come down. I'm asking You to cause the mountains of unbelief to tremble and to be crushed beneath Your feet. I'm asking You to come down and make Your name known to Your enemies in Washington, D.C. I'm asking You to cause this city to quake before You, Lord God of heaven. I'm asking that not since ancient times have we seen anything like this, Lord God. I'm asking You to come with awesome power and conviction of sin. Lord, come among Your people now. Oh Lord, come among Your people now. Thank You, Jesus. I honor You, Lord God of heaven and earth. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I stand under Your blood today at the cross. Lord Jesus, thank You for Your mercy and Your grace. Amen.
You're invited to join Pastor Ray Thursday evenings at 7:30 at the Potomac Mills Days Inn, across from the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, call 703-490-8723. Springs of Living Water is sponsored by the National Prayer Chapel. You can contact Pastor Ray Greenlee by writing to the National Prayer Chapel, Post Office Box 2346, Woodbridge, Virginia 22193. That address again is the National Prayer Chapel, Post Office Box 2346, Woodbridge, Virginia 22193. Now, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will freely pardon.